Present.
Commissioner Boozer?
Present.
Commissioner Doge?
Here.
Commissioner Fager? Commissioner Fager? Commissioner Sekum?
Here.
Commissioner Williams?
Here.
We have a quorum. We'll begin now. Again, please keep your phones on mute until it's time for you to talk. We will gavel to order, and the first item is the approval of the agenda that was sent out in our packets. Can I get a motion to approve, please?
Mr. Sekum, approve.
Okay, well, call the roll. Vice Chair Hash? For approval.
Approved.
Burt?
Approval.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager? Commissioner Sekum?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
The agenda's approved. We'll move on to the minutes of the open session for November the 19th, 2020. Are there any corrections, additions, changes? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve, please?
Motion to approve, Hash.
Okay, motion made and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Hash?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Sekum?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay, the minutes are approved. We'll go on to the consent agenda. Item number one are new instant ticket games. Number 524, $1, 7-Eleven, 21 tripler. Excuse me, 525, a $5 win-win-win. And number 526, a $10 Willy Wonka. Number two are the EGD games and component testing. Excuse me, certified lab software, hardware, game certification, VLTs, table game components, and instant bingo machines for the period of 11-5-20 to 12-3-20. Third, the consent agenda, consent agreements, regulatory violations, Horseshoe Casino, August and September of 2020, MGM National Harbor, August of 2020, Ocean Downs Casino, August and September of 2020, Rocky Gap, August of 2020, amended. Number four are consent agreements, underage violations, MGM National Harbor, case number 2020-06-001 to 004. Number five are the gaming license application denials and revocations. Number six are the lottery retailer license revocations. Number seven are the staff reports. James Nielsen, Deputy Director, Chief Operating Officer. John Martin, Managing Director, Chief Revenue Officer. Leo Momorski, Managing Director, Chief Marketing Officer. John Mooney, Managing Director, Regulatory Oversight. Paula Yocum, Managing Director, Acting Chief Financial Officer. Carol Gentry, Managing Director, Communications. James Butler, Managing Director, Organizational Compliance, and Holly Sitko, Acting Principal Counsel of the Attorney General's Office. Can I get a motion, or does anyone care to pull anything out of the consent agenda for discussion? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval of the consent agenda? Okay, motion made and seconded. All in favor, Vice Chair Hash?
Approved.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Sekum?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay, now we'll move on to the operator reports. We'll start with Matt High School with Hollywood Casino, Perryville.
Good morning. Our November revenues were up just a bit, about 1% year over year. I had mentioned last month that we weren't expecting the eye-popping numbers from October again in November, but it's certainly still nice to be slightly up. Slots were up just a bit, and slot volumes were essentially the same as last year. Tables were down about 7%, with drop down about 10%, so table volumes really were the biggest concern for the month. We were up more than that early in the month, but as restrictions began tightening in Maryland and in our surrounding states up here, we began to see volumes tail off as more people were just deciding to stay home. December is actually off to a decent start considering the decrease in foot traffic, though the weather event yesterday certainly hurts too. We have had to follow the state's restaurant restrictions, but unlike some of my colleagues, we haven't faced more intense restrictions in Cecil County to this point. Assuming status quo on that in the next couple of weeks, which is not a great assumption these days, the real concern for us is, you know, New Year's Eve, typically our biggest night of the year from a volume standpoint. So because we had to plan to be safe and also for worst case scenarios, we won't be doing our typical dinner or entertainment. And without drink service later in the evening, it will certainly be more subdued. But we are offering our customers more chances to come in throughout that week to hopefully recoup what we would have expected that evening. And all in all, I feel good about what we have planned. And we may even learn some things about what customers respond to during this time versus what we've typically offered for New Year's. The big and exciting news for Perryville is the announcement of the purchase of the property by Penn National Gaming, making their return to the Maryland market. At the beginning of the shutdown in March, it was announced that GLPI had restructured their deal with Penn, and in doing so, Penn had an option to purchase Perryville at that time. They've gone ahead and announced the full purchase and have to go through the licensing process again, so it'll be a bit into 2021 before it's closed. But the cross-marketing opportunities, the introduction of the Barstool brand into this market for sports betting couldn't be a more exciting development for Hollywood. At the same time, it's an exit of GLPI from actually running any operations, which ultimately fulfills the goal of the company. All in all, I'm thrilled about this for Perryville, and I think it'll be a home run for Cecil County. And with that, I will take any questions.
Well, thank you, Matt. We'll go on to Ocean Downs with Bobby Sample, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. So our November results, our total gaming revenue, we were down 6.1%. That was largely driven by slots. They were down 6.9%, and that was based on lower volume. Table games, actually, our volume was up. Our hold was down, but our volume was up. So tables were up just 0.7% year over year. So this is the time of year that we are starting to slow down anyway. So we have definitely been impacted by the restrictions that have been put in place. However, this is typically a very slow time of year for us anyway. So from a year-to-year perspective, it's not substantial in slots. Tables, however, our table games customers have been very lucky in the month of December. So. I do expect those numbers to be down for the month. We typically do a lot of our December business in that last week of the month between Christmas and New Year's. So I am expecting that, you know, to be most likely down to last year. And as Matt alluded to, our New Year's Eve parties and dinners and things along those lines are not happening this year. It will be much more subdued, but we will be giving, you know, customers' incentives to come in at other times or during the day on New Year's Eve with some different offers. In January, we will be celebrating or attempting to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. January 4th, to be specific, is our 10-year anniversary. So we'll be doing some different non-touch promotions, most of those driven through our MGT kiosk. We'll be doing a 10th anniversary mystery swipe. And we will also, throughout the month, be doing a promotion called Lotto Free Play, which is also kiosk-driven, where they pick lotto numbers, and then we do an actual lotto drawing. In normal times, that'll happen on the casino floor and draw a lot of attention. In COVID times, that will happen via Facebook Live from our event center, so that we won't, incent people to create a crowd on our floor. So trying to celebrate as best we can, but as responsibly as we can. From a community standpoint, we did a food drive for the local food pantry and homeless shelter, Diaconia, last month, and we had over 3,000 pounds of food donated for that organization, so they were very appreciative. Historically, we have always prepared and served a Thanksgiving meal to the residents of the homeless shelter on Thanksgiving Day. Due to COVID, we still provided that, but we provided that as boxed meals. for them, which they very much appreciated in any event. And very soon, we were going to do this yesterday, but the rain, thankfully we had rain and not snow, but we had quite a bit of rain, which has delayed this a little bit, but we're gonna be granting our holiday wishes. We've been working with WMDT here locally to collect nominations and requests for holiday wishes to be granted. It's been, you know, quite a heart-wrenching to read some of the requests, and we have 10 of those requests that we will be granting, and those will be up filmed and up on our Facebook page as well as WMDT's Facebook page once those are granted. But that will be done in the very near future prior to the holiday. And with that, I will take any questions.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Before we move on, I did want to announce that Commissioner Fager is on the call. So now let's go to live with Anthony Karanka, please.
Good morning, Commissioners, and to all my colleagues on the phone. I start with saying happy holidays to everyone and their families. Wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season, that's for sure. November was not the best story for us as a property. We did see some, I'll say, relatively significant softness in the latter half of the month. Total revenue was down for month about 19% year over year. We did have an exceptional November 2019, which makes the year over year comparison a little more difficult. Nonetheless, not our best. Gaming was down about 15%, non-gaming down a significant 48% year over year. Some of the causes, obviously, we still have not seen a large percentage of our guests return since the pandemic has started. We're still seeing a lot of folks out there that are just not ready to come back. We also are dealing with, as you know, restrictions on our food and beverage operations. And then finally, we have strategically, as I've mentioned on previous calls, pulled back all of our large-scale promotions in the name of safety and social distancing, et cetera, which is the right move. And but there's no question that all those things combined are absolutely having an impact. As a point of interest, as of yesterday, December 16th at 5 p.m., we are now at 25% capacity. We were at 50%, and as of yesterday at 5, we're now at 25% capacity, and we will be adjusting our schedule and our programming accordingly. Like many of my colleagues on the phone, we're still thinking a lot about New Year's Eve. As you can imagine, it will definitely be muted, details of which are still pending state and county guidelines. Nonetheless, regardless, you know, safety will continue to be our first priority as we map out what our strategy is going to be. Finally, on a good note, very pleased that we donated almost 1,000 turkeys to the Anne Arundel County Food Bank and also the Maryland Food Bank in total. I also was very fortunate that our company was willing to give out almost 3,000 turkeys to our staff. All of our team members went home with a turkey for the Thanksgiving holiday. So good story there. And I was also proud to join Delegate Mike Rogers recently at the Anne Arundel County Food Bank in helping sort and pack food for the local community. So with that said, I'll open it up for any questions. Again, happy holidays.
Well, Anthony, thank you. Let's go to Rocky Gap with Skylar Dice.
Good morning, Commissioners, fellow colleagues. November, we fared similar to many of my colleagues, down 14% total gaming revenue. That was primarily in slot volume as table games held on and almost even year over year. Again, our non-gaming fared much worse across the property, similar to what Anthony was saying. November started out very well for us and started to slow down towards the end of the month, which coincided with the spike in cases throughout the U.S. and the additional restrictions. In November, we passed out turkeys as well to our team members, socially distanced pickup, of course, at our loading dock, and also were able to donate the remainder of to a local food bank in Allegheny County. December has been a little bit of a challenging month as well, first with the additional restrictions and less people traveling to the western part of Maryland, which is par for the course this time of year. In between Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday is a traditionally slow time for us, and this is just compounding that. And now we add weather to the mix, and the 14 inches of snow we got yesterday is certainly not helping matters. we continue to pivot our plans for New Year's Eve based on what we're hearing locally in terms of any additional restrictions and what's going to be best to keep our guests and our team members safe for New Year's Eve. We continue to double up our sanitation efforts throughout the property as we feel the best way is to ensure our guests and team members' safety and their ability to feel at ease is a clean, sanitary environment. And with that, I will take any questions.
Well, Skylar, thank you. I think pivot is the second most used P word this year, right behind pandemic. So
I thought it'd be very apropos for today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're all in the same boat. Okay, Randy Conroy,
yes, we are.
Horseshoe.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, and staff. From a Horseshoe perspective, a lot of the same has been reported from my colleagues. In November, we generated $10 million in slot revenue, and that was down 5% year-on-year. Whereas table games, we generated $5.3 million, and that was down 32%. That's been the story really since we reopened. The slot side of the business has been fairly resilient, whereas tables has been off a bit. You know, the whys have already been discussed. It is additional lack of comfort on some people coming out. Horseshoe has the distinction of having the most severe restrictions as well. That being 25% occupancy restrictions. No food, no beverage, no smoking. So if you're going to come to the Horseshoe right now, you're going to come here and gamble and then leave. So that's what we have to work with. But clearly, health and safety protocols take priority. You know, one of the things that I think about, you know, it's been a tough year from a business perspective. We have actually increased our efforts, however, with the community, acknowledging that this is the it is tough on everybody, the toughest we've ever seen. So some of the things, similar to my colleagues, we did give away turkeys for Thanksgiving. We actually had a bunch left over that we donated to four local elementary schools, a middle school, and a high school, along with a homeless shelter. We were awarded two $5,000 grants to mental health organizations, BTSD and the Partnership Development Group. Acknowledging that this is a very difficult time for everybody, and if any way we can support, it is appreciated. And then with last week's very sudden restrictions on cessation of food and beverage, it allowed us to actually make a large donation to the Maryland Food Bank on a lot of food that unfortunately has gone to waste. So it was good to help out a little bit for those that need it the most. From a team perspective, we are also doing, in addition to the turkeys for Thanksgiving, some holiday gift cards to Walmart for everybody. We have additional credits that we've given the folks that essentially can go on an Amazon-type website and buy some additional things. And then we do holiday meals served by the executive team for Christmas and New Year's. So, we're staying busy. The business is day by day. We react accordingly. And I, just couldn't be more proud of the team for being flexible in operation. I think the final thing I'd like to say is a warm, happy holidays to everybody. This has been a year to forget, hopefully, and we're excited about the optimism of 2021. But I'd be remiss if I didn't express my sincere appreciation for your lottery, especially the staff, Gordon and your team. It's a pleasure to work with you guys. And, we've needed a lot of help and collaboration this year, and we've got it from the lottery, and I appreciate that. So happy holidays.
Well, clearly 2020 continues to be challenging. So thank you, Randy. Let's go to Jorge Perez, please, with MGM.
Hey, good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners and my colleagues. Similar to what you've been hearing from the rest of the group here, it's a very similar story here in National Harbor. We did have a relatively good November. Our gross gaming revenues were up 2.6. But that was helped, with from a year-over-year comparison. We had a discrete player beat us pretty bad last year. So, that increase that you see in table games year-over-year, 22%, was clearly exacerbated by that significant loss prior year. Slots were down almost 8% year over year. And as Randy mentioned with regard to, Anthony mentioned with regard to live, our non-gaming business has been hit dramatically. You know, with all the restrictions, we're down well over 50% year over year on our non-gaming business. From a health and safety standpoint, you know, we continue to monitor it closely. You know, at this point, I'm happy to report, you know, the number of incidents of enforcement and occurrences on the floor have pretty much stabilized. If anything, they continue to decline. So again, that's just, you know, customers being trained, if you will, employees being accustomed to the enforcement and just this new environment. So that's a good note. And then I think, as most of you know, effective yesterday, we did implement a new restrictions that were imposed by Prince George's County. The most relevant, the most materially impacting of which is the casino occupancy restriction from 50% to 25%. Even though we are at from a seasonality standpoint, at the slowest period of the year, as we look at the next week as an example, we'll probably hit this occupancy multiple days a week. So we've made some operational changes. We also have no indoor dining or drinking. So we do have some limited outdoor availability for that, but no indoor dining or drinking at the facility as of last night. You know, due to these restrictions, unfortunately, we've had to furlough additional team members or reduce hours. So we've got about almost 500 employees that have been impacted by these changes, which is never easy, especially during the holiday season, but nevertheless, we needed to react. And for sure, as we report out in January for December's results, there will be what we believe is a pretty material impact on our revenue and our bottom line. From an operational standpoint, as you've heard from all the colleagues, you know, from a promotional perspective, we've absolutely modified our programming in December, particularly over the weekends, with the expectation that we'll hit this capacity. We've absolutely pulled back on all promotions. New Year's Eve will not be a previous New Year's Eve at all. As a matter of fact, we're having very, very small private gatherings, and that is it. We're not doing anything of magnitude. And then we're also limiting access to the facility to MLive customers only, effective Friday at noon through Sunday night. And we will do that in perpetuity as long as these restrictions are in place. On a good news is, you know, as we look forward into next year, not only with sports betting, but we also see an opportunity. And finally, we're able to launch this, but we've started construction on our outdoor gaming and outdoor smoking patio. Not a big space. Initially, it'll be about 40 units, but we've done this at a few other regional properties. And I know some of my colleagues here on the phone have this amenity for their guests. So we're hopeful that we get that launched in March, but that's something to look forward to. From an entertainment perspective, obviously our theater is closed, but what we've been able to do is host two events, which is pretty cool. And this is all just online. To celebrate all our American veterans, we did align with the United States Air Force Band and a couple country music stars, Chris Jansen and Kelly Pickler, and for a free online concert. So we did that back in November, and that was a big hit for us. And then this month, we've got the legendary a cappella group, Straight No Chaser, and they're doing 8 live streaming shows. You can buy tickets online to attend that, and there's also some VIP and meet and greet opportunities. So again, just trying to be creative with regard to entertainment. Obviously, we can't do anything live. They are utilizing our space, but everything's just streamlined. And then just lastly, again, you know, here we are in the season of giving, and that is not lost on us. There's a lot of people in our communities that are still in need. So we did participate in quite a few events, contributed about 8 hours of service. Just to name a few, the Community Advocates for Families and Youth, they had a program called Begin and Thrive to distribute food to essential families in need. Also Food and Friends, again, focused on nutrition and food. The Washington, we aligned with the Washington football team, donated 90,000 pounds of food to 2,500 low-income families. So again, you know, tough time for all of us. Very cognizant of the community and trying to do our part. And as everyone has said, look, It is. It's been an extremely difficult year. We are going to get past this. We are looking forward to 21 as a recovery. I do think that the first quarter is still going to be a challenge. And then possibly, you know, the whole first half of next year. But hopefully, by the second half of next year, things are starting to look a little bit more normal. So again, thank you to the lottery. You guys as well have been exceptional partners, assisting us through this, being transparent with us, sharing information that's been relevant. So a big thank you to the staff and everyone's support. And happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you, Jorge. To all of our operators from the commission, we appreciate what you guys are going through. If there's one thing positive we can say, it's called a vaccine. So hopefully 2021 will bring us all a better time. So let's move to the vendor reports. We'll start with Scientific Games and Steve Smith.
Good morning, commissioners. We've actually been pretty busy. We have Walmart, about 50 Walmart stores will be starting a pilot in January, around January 20th. Then we move in, we're working on debit at all the self-service terminals in Maryland as well, also in January, toward the end of the month. We have over 1,600 self-service terminals active now, and they're averaging, the HD, the high-definition terminal, is averaging almost three times what the old pre-conversion self-service terminal was doing. So they've been very popular, obviously, affected by the COVID situation, people wanting to use self-service, I think, more than going to the counter. But whatever the reason is, they're doing very well. And we've hit a new record with total numbers of terminals out in the field at 6,500, just over 6,500, 6,525. So more terminals going out, more retail locations with Walmart being added. And then we have a big debit implementation also in January of 2021. So it should be a busy first quarter of 2021. And with that, I'll take any questions if you have any. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you, Steve. We always like to hear good news. Let's go to Pollard with Matt Isaac, please.
Good morning. Thanks for allowing me the opportunity to present to you this morning. As I always like to do, I like to show you your instant sales compared to those jurisdictions around you, those comparable. You guys, the instant sales to date is up 14.7%, which is pretty good. And sales are all over the map, all over the country. I mean, it's affecting jurisdictions differently. The overall average is 17.8% up in instant. But those that compare to you, New York is down 3.5%. DC is down 21%. New Jersey is up 7.8. Virginia is up 7.9. Connecticut's up 10.7. Sales have been trending a little bit lower in Maryland for the last few weeks. We're hoping the third quarter, with a really good group of games, a lot of good products coming out, we'll get that trend going back up to somewhere close to what we're at now at the 14.7%. It's been a busy quarter for product, for building our products. We've worked on 21 games so far this quarter. We're looking for another huge set in the next quarter. If there's no other questions, again, I appreciate the opportunity and hope you all have a great holiday.
Great. Well, thanks, Matt. Let's go to IGT with Gary Chorwinski, please.
Good morning, commissioners. Operationally, everything's going well. With COVID, we continue to stagger staff and distance within the data center, maintaining our 24/7 monitoring status. Working actively with the legislative auditors on some things, getting them things they need, as well as the lottery. And that's all I have to report.
Well, thank you, Gary. All right, Gordon, you're up.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. Let me just start by summarizing the performance of the casinos. And I think it's very fair to say that the casinos continue to exceed expectations. we all know how tough the environment in the world is right now, but really the casino's performance has been remarkable. Year to date, revenue is down only 5.1% and contributions are down only 4.8%. So that's a very commendable performance, obviously with tremendous variability among the various casinos, but nevertheless, overall doing a great job. And just you know, to sort of summarize the restrictions that we're under now, because it can get a little confusing. Right now, in terms of capacity, both MGM and Horseshoe are at 25% with no food and beverage. Live nearly came under that same restriction, but a judge lifted that that order last night. So they continue to operate at 50% along with Hollywood, Ocean Downs, and Rocky Gap, and no food and beverage after 10 o'clock. So obviously we continue to monitor not just the statewide mandates, but also individual county mandates that, as we've seen, can vary with significant impact. Just to move over to the lottery side, again, business is strong, but as even Matt alluded to, we're seeing a little bit of softening in the growth rate. That we're still above a year ago, but the gains are not that heady 20% plus that we saw earlier in the year. Nevertheless, year to date, sales are up 14.1% and profits are up 14.4%. However, our friends at the Bureau of Revenue Estimates in the Comptroller's Office have decided to raise their forecast for lottery performance for fiscal 21. We had been at a profit level of $607 million, and they have raised that now to $642 million. And to put that in perspective, fiscal year 20, the year just finished, was $589, and the year before that, fiscal 19, which was our all-time record, was $593. So BRE is suggesting that we can produce something like $50 million more in profits this year than our all-time record. And I guess the good news is that we're already $36 million to the good, so we have another $17 million in higher profits to produce by the end of the fiscal year. I think that's a challenge, and we're up for it, and hopefully our good performance and the great work on the lottery side of the business will continue. And with that, I would also like to join everyone in wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Thanks.
Jim Logue, you're next, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Before we get to this morning's agenda item, does anybody have any questions on the gaming report for this month?
No, sir.
If
so
not,
please proceed.
Thank you. We can go right into this month's request, which is a request for a waiver of COMAR 360310-36F2. Horseshoe Casino Baltimore, on behalf of Horseshoe, MGM National Harbor Casino, Ocean Downs Casino, Rocky Gap Casino, and Hollywood Casino Perryville, has submitted a request to waive COMAR 360310-36F2, which is limitation on free promotional play. COMAR 360310-36F2 states that the amount of money given away as free promotional play in a fiscal year may not exceed 20% of the facility's total VLT and table game proceeds generated in the prior fiscal year. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent state of emergency during FY 2020, the casinos in Maryland have been required to close for over 3 months, have operated under restricted occupancy capacity and other restrictions for over 6 months. These closures and restrictions adversely impacted FY 2020 proceeds, so the free promotional play amount would be greatly reduced. Therefore, the five aforementioned casinos are requesting a one-time waiver of COMAR 360310-36F2 for fiscal year 2021 so that the 20% of total video lottery terminal and table game proceeds allowed to be given away as free promotional play will be based on the proceeds of fiscal year 2019 rather than the prior fiscal year of fiscal year 2020. So the action we require today, as of the to the five requesting casinos, approval of the request to waive COMAR 3603-1036-F2 to allow for the use of FY 2019 proceeds as the prior fiscal year, upon which fiscal year 2021's promotional play percentage will be based, and the staff recommends approval.
Well, if ever there was a time for a relief, I believe 2020 is certainly that time. Is there any discussion from the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve, please?
Commissioner Doak, so move.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Okay, we'll do the roll call. Vice Chair Hash?
Approved.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doak?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
And Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay, Jim, anything else for us?
That is all. Thank you.
Okay, finishing up the agenda, there's no closed session. Our next meeting will be Thursday, January 28th at 10 a.m. and will be a call, as per usual. And from the chair, I wish to wish everyone a happy holiday. And it's still scary out, so be safe. And with that,
thank you, Randy.
We are adjourned.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it.
See you next year.